morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is... what is it? It is February 16th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the answer you are looking for is yes. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Everyone knows about bobbing for apples." But this game was originally a matchmaking game. Playing on apples as a symbol of fertility, this old European tradition involves sneakily marking an apple with your name or a specific symbol. Available partners bob for the apples, and whoever apples they snag foretells a future match. And this is from Tiana Sisala in Witchway's new 100 Love Spells, a book all about love. Which is available for pre-order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and it comes out next week. Yay! I'm gonna take a sip of my tea. Guys, it's so cold here. It's like freezing. We've gotten multiple freeze warnings, and it's weird because it's New Orleans and it's a swamp. So weird. Anyways, I'm happy to have heat. That's all I've got. So we are drinking Pisces tea today. It's a happy birthday to all of our Pisces listeners. Pisces tea has rooibos, white tea, and black tea mixed with orange and grapefruit flavors. It will ease Pisces into their fantastical daydreams. Pisces love to get in touch with their creative and intuitive sides by curling up with a hot cup of tea. Chamomile, lemongrass, and cornflowers are calming additions that help Pisces overcome their shyness and sensitivity. So we are going to talk today about the magical properties of lemongrass. Lemongrass is one of my favorite things in the world. It's like one of the best flavors, one of the best scents. I just adore it. So this information comes to us from WiccaNow.com. They say lemongrass has been used as a healing herb in folklore for hundreds of years. This tropical plant is used prolifically in many Asian cultures. Its medicinal benefits include reducing fevers, aiding with digestive issues, and providing antibacterial and antimicrobial properties, among many other uses. Its magical properties include aiding in communication and openness, as well as providing protection and helping with luck in love and affairs. Yeah, lemongrass really is pretty cool. And I can definitely see how it's all about openness and all that, because again, it is kind of a citrusy thing. So it's going to lend to all of those citrusy properties. So that's going to be purification, communication, because you're lifting up, you're opening up, expelling negative energy, balance, clarity, and things like that. So super cool. All right. So yesterday, you guys, was Susan B. Anthony Day. Susan B. Anthony, this is from HolidayInsights.com, is always celebrated on February 15th. So it honors the birthday of Susan B. Anthony, one of the most important females in American history. She was born February 15th in 1820, and she spent her whole life pushing for women's rights to vote and equal rights for women. She was arrested in 1872 for attempting to vote in the presidential election. She helped bring about the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. So for 40 years, Susan B. Anthony was a women's rights and civil rights activist and leader. As a child, she moved to Rochester, New York, and her family was active in the anti-slavery movement, and from there she became active in the fight for women's rights. Her home on 17 Madison Street in Rochester, New York, has become a national historical site and home to a museum about her and women's rights. It's pretty cool, right? Like, And, you know, anytime we are now living in a current time of civil unrest, which, you know, it's, we're going through a civil rights movement right now, as we do, right? As people recognize things need to change, we get too comfortable with how things are, and people are like, no, and things change. So it's just, it's really cool to, have a reminder that there were some badass civil rights activists, people, for many years. Susan B. Anthony is the only woman to date to have her picture on a U.S. coin or paper currency, and it is on the silver dollar. I don't know if that's true. I worked at a bank. There is Sacagawea. She has her own gold dollar, so I think this is just old facts. And then I think we're getting the Harriet Tubman 20. Or is it a 20? 20 soon. I actually, do you guys remember when they were going to put Harriet Tubman on the 20 and then, like, they didn't? And then people made their own stamps and started marking $20 bills. Well, I worked at a bank and we were allowed to, like, buy our own money from ourselves. It was, like, a weird thing. So I purchased one of them. Like, I found one. I found a 20 with the stamp, the Harriet Tubman stamp. And it was so cool that I bought it for myself. And it's hidden away in my house, but I definitely plan to frame it because I think that was a really cool moment in history where they were going to do something, they didn't, and the people said, no, we'll do it. And I don't know, something about that really stuck with me. So I bought it and I'm going to save it and frame it forever. So yeah, this is, it's really cool. So I think she's the first, but Sacagawea is definitely on a gold coin, gold dollar. And I think we're getting Harriet Tubman soon. So this may be an old fact. So yeah, yay, Susan B. All right. So I am going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, February 16th. The waxing crescent moon spends its day lighting the pyres of Aries. The square to Pluto persists throughout the day, intensifying our efforts to dig deep. By the evening, the moon moves into early Taurus, joining forces with chaotic Uranus and squaring sturdy Saturn. It is truly a battle of the Colossus the moon has wandered into. But the moon in Aries is determined to hold its own and will its way through this storm. The Uranus-Saturn conjunction is working toward disrupting the status quo so that we can restructure society in a more judicious way. Today, we are feeling a little more emotional and vulnerable about this fight. Find a way to make a difference today. Donate to a cause, sign up for some volunteer work, do something inherently selfless, and you will find yourself feeling much better about your position in this world. Your daily moon mantra is, greatness is not measured in what you have, it's measured in what you give. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Within the pages of Witch Way magazine are tales of magic and witchcraft, love and romance, creatures and spells. A mystical anthropologist desperate to find his lost brother trips and falls into another realm. A witch forced to return to her remote hometown gets trapped with the man she's pretending to date. A journalist banished to an island by her ex turns out to have a fair hand at babysitting monsters. A preternaturally lucky millennial politician falls for her problematically unlucky neighbor. And a disgruntled tech employee uncovers a surprising secret while seeking revenge on her not-so-altruistic boss. The answer you are looking for is yes. Is the new book by author Olivia Blake, now available on Amazon.
All right, so we have a Question from listener Samantha. This comes from our Facebook group. Samantha says, I went through a breakup yesterday. I decided to go to one of my local shops where I spoke to a fellow witch who assured me that I had no dark energy and helped me pick up a golden healer crystal. After arriving home, I prepared and then performed a couple of spells, one for healing my broken heart. My flame candle was steady. Anyways, sorry for the blabbering. Basically, said, what else can I do to help me through a breakup? I responded, here's the thing. You guys may notice this. A lot of times when people ask for spell stuff, I typically don't give them spells. There are a lot of things I think can be solved with our own mindsets, maybe in addition to spells. But if you have ever seen me respond to anyone's message on the Facebook group, I almost never give spell work. I almost always give like a psychological solution because a lot of things, I don't know, like I don't think if we can handle it mundanely, I think we should, you know. So I, even though I say that now, but I don't remember what I said to her. So I said, oh, Samantha, I'm so sorry you're going through this. My only advice is that it takes time. You'll miss the habits, having someone around all the time, having someone to go out with. Remember to differentiate missing these things and then missing the person. Do some long ritual baths. I'm talking an hour minimum, forcing yourself to let your brain work through these feelings in a safe space. Lilith says, rejoice. The universe is making a way for something better for you. When witches start to really practice, like any muscle, their power grows. Power buildup is way easier than trust, especially when fueled by emotion. It's worked exactly as it should. You are moving towards your best life. I agree 100%. One of my favorite analogies is, and I probably have used it on the podcast. I've been using it for almost 10 years now because I think it's on point. But I always think of life as a living room. Your life is a living room, and the furniture in the living room are the aspects of your life. And you can't have an old, gross, ratty chair in your living room forever, right? Eventually, new stuff has to come in. So as you move in new furniture and new great things into your life, it gets complicated, right? We've all moved furniture. We've all been stuck in a corner. We've all stubbed our toe. We've all been like, holy crap, why did I decide to do this halfway through building a bookshelf? We've all been there. So, there's a cat. So I always really look at it that way of it's uncomfortable when we move in new furniture, right? Because it's awkward. Things don't fit right away. You stub your toe. You get stuck. You wonder why you're doing it. Like, it always feels that way. So a lot of the times when we're moving to bigger, better things, like Lilith is saying, we find ourselves really uncomfortable. And, that's all I've got for you. Let's see. Yeah, Deborah said the same thing. Universe has something better for you. Ellen says, I find tarot spreads really helpful to processing breakups. I just went through one not that long ago, and I found a lot of peace in just being able to sit down with my cards. That's a great option just for finding clarity, working through your own feelings, working through your own head, you know. Fee says, I think the most important thing is to just be kind to yourself right now and to do some pampering and really take time. I'm not sure about your relationship situation, but any kind of breakup is going to mean that you are feeling a little low, which means that it's a good time to really process what has happened, to learn from whatever the situation has presented to you, and take that knowledge and move forward. And you won't feel great, but every day is a step in the right direction. Great advice, you guys. All right, so we have a, this is just like a response or a witch share. This comes to us from Teresa from the Facebook group. Teresa says, faith in process. She posted a photo with a oracle card that says faith in process. An odd thing happened to me on my way home after getting my COVID vaccination, something that has never happened before. There was a murder of crows in the street ahead of me, and as I approached, they flew off as birds do when you drive towards them, but then two flew back and started picking at whatever it was in the road, and I had to stop the car so I wouldn't hit them. They got what they wanted and left, but if I had not stopped, I would have run them over. Not something I ever want to do. Yeah, faith in the process. All right, witches. So, we're talking a little magic today. We're going to talk about self-love, and we're going to share a self-love celebration from the February 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine, and this was written by Jessica Marie Baumgartner. So, 'tis the season for love, but love comes in many forms. We often focus too much on romantic love and neglect the aspects of ourselves that are necessary to have healthy relationships, whether they are romantic or not. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, the coldest time of year can feel dark and lonely, and it's natural to experience feelings of depression or isolation. That is why self-love deserves to be encouraged and celebrated in addition to all other forms of love that are displayed during the month of February. When one loves themselves, they are never truly alone. When you regard yourself as a friend and trust in the process within, positive energy grows to balance negativity. But how do we cultivate love for the self? It is not a feeling that is easily switched on or off. There are a couple of celebrations that can ignite a spark of love and set it ablaze. The first doesn't take much time. It's a simple ritual to honor who you are and your role in life, spanning no more than an hour. This practice is simple and sweet. So all you need are 3 candles, 1 black, 1 white, and 1 of your favorite color, your favorite drink, it can be wine or tea or whatever, your favorite music, or entertainment, if you're not musically inclined like myself, a jade stone or figure, and a pen and paper. So you're going to charge the candles with your energy, set up an altar or workspace, and set the black and white candle next to each other, leaving ample room. Place the candle that represents you centered above them to make the perfect triangle point. Set your drink, pen and paper, and jade stone in the center. Turn on your favorite entertainment and begin. So first you're going to listen to the music or whatever you have on that you really enjoy, and you're going to relax. So you're going to relax first, then you're going to light the black and white candles and meditate on the light and dark that everyone holds inside of themselves. Now light the candle that represents you, focus on the dancing flame, smile at the shadows it creates, how it lives and breathes as it needs to. Turn your attention to the jade, place a hand atop of it and feel its energy. Chant, sing, or whisper, finding and expanding love for yourself. Take up the drink and toast to yourself. Be genuine and compassionate. Set your cup down and grab your pen and paper. Get comfortable, breathe easy, focus only on the atmosphere you've created. Write yourself a love letter, not sexual or romantic unless you want to, but something from your heart that speaks to you, your character, and your individuality. When finished, read it to yourself, then seal it with a kiss. Now, there is a more involved ritual. I won't share that here on the podcast. It's awkward sharing spells over the podcast, but there is a more involved ritual. If you want to check it out, it's in the February issue of Witch Way. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Jessica. All right, witches. So, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Carol Morse. Carol, you sweet, noble oracle. I also want to give a shout out to listener Jamie Leon. Jamie, you sophisticated, loyal pixie. And then finally, Kelly Zimmerman. Kelly, you noble, dapper vampire slayer. Thank you 3 so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And I am leaving you with a card pull today. Let's see what we've got. Today's card pull is the 10 of Fire from the Witch's Wisdom Tarot. This is all about sanctity, safety, light, peace, joy, and reverence. The power of fire is found in countless small moments of joy, insight, gratitude, and kindness. The infinite number of tiny flames that together create the power of your spirit. Observe and honor the forces that flow through your life rather than fighting for power over them, and you'll arrive at the sacred place of sanctuary and reverence where peace and joy are found. Then the spirit of life will burn brightly in you and through you into the world, lighting the way for those who follow. All right, witches. That's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've talked about can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.